There's a new opioid addiction treatment on the market. It's an implant, four little sticks that are inserted into a patient's arm and deliver a constant low dose of medication. Experts say it could be a game changer for people dependent on opioid addiction medication. But doctors across the country are encountering some challenges in learning to administer the drug. Karen Shakurji of WXXI in Rochester, New York, reports.
First of the very important sterilization steps, okay? Alcohol pad, alcohol wipe, get all that dirt and oil off.
In a big hotel conference room in Times Square, New York, six doctors are huddled around a greasy hunk of pork.
And I'm going to just mark where my incision site is going to be.
They're watching another doctor dot four short blue lines on the tenderloin.
If you can do it well on the pork, you can easily do it in the person.
The FDA approved Probuphine in May with a caveat. Because physicians who treat addiction don't necessarily have experience with surgery, they need to be certified before they can either implant or prescribe the treatment. Braeburn, the pharmaceutical company selling it, has been running these sessions across the country.
And I'm going to insert the implant. And now, just like loading a cannon, advance the obturator. Just until that line, you see that? Until that line lines up.
Probuphine is unlike any other addiction treatment on the market. It lasts for 6 months at a time and can't be lost, stolen, or sold in the way other meds like Suboxone can. Ella Lears treats substance abuse patients at a center in Manhattan.
They don't have to be dependent on taking something every day, taking medication every day. It takes the choice out of that, which can help people protect them from themselves.
In a recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers said patients were less likely to relapse with the implant compared to an under-the-tongue version of the same drug. But with this new treatment comes a whole new system for doctors to navigate.
If you're implanting something that can be there for 6 months, you want to make sure patients are still coming in to get the other types of support that they could use because of their addiction issues.
For now, doctors need to buy the Probuphine kits, which cost almost $5,000, and then bill patients or insurance companies. Some insurance companies have pre-approved coverage for the kits, but not for the procedure. They've found it's not medically necessary. Also essential, a sterile room. Gloria Bachevitz is the head of addiction psychiatry at the University of Rochester Medical Center.
Now, with Probuphine, we have to take it up to a whole different level because we have to have either agreements with implanters or a room where we can implant. We have to get the equipment. There will be a lot more to do.
So far, about 2,400 practitioners have been certified. 27 of them have actually implanted patients. Scott Jernigan was in recovery for almost a year taking another medication when he signed up for the Probuphine clinical trial. It made a huge difference.
Because that meant I didn't have to keep going to the doctor every week. That meant I didn't have to go to the pharmacy every week. That meant that I could become more of what my normal is going to be.
And maybe most important, he didn't have to take a daily dose of meds anymore or worry about what might happen if he forgot them.
When I say I hope I brought my set medicine, it means, oh, hey, I was a drug addict. I got this medicine to make me feel better. And if I don't take it, you're going to see a blithering mess in front of you here in another 24 hours.
Back at the training session in Manhattan, Dr. Ella Lears passed the porking test. She says some of her patients have already asked when they can get the implant.
So maybe not next week, but hopefully in the next couple of months.
Braeburn says that so far, dozens of patients have received the implant. The company will continue running training sessions for physicians this summer. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Shakurji.
And Karen's story was produced in collaboration with Side Effects Public Media.